Welcome, everyone.
Love Hope Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Let's Talk Truth. I want to thank you once again for listening in. I'm your host, LG, and we're going to be spending another 30 minutes sharing some much-needed topics that I think will pique your interest. And before we start this show, I'm going to make every listener aware that you are you can email me if you have any concerns about the things we talk about. And eventually when we get an audience, we're going to, you're going to be able to call in. So let's start our show tonight. We're going to be talking about standing in our own way, refusing to mature, and who's to blame for it. We're talking about standing in our own way. There are so many things that we try to accomplish in life and in our day-to-day journey, and we don't seem to be able to accomplish many things. And a lot of times that's because, number one, we haven't matured to the level in which we're trying to walk to, and because things don't turn out really the way we want it to, we seem to blame someone other than ourselves. And so that's one of the things we want to talk about. I know that we have to base everything we do in life on the scripture. Now, the scripture says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Now, a lot of people don't believe that, or a lot of people don't care to put that into our day-to-day process, but as we go through Let's Talk Truth, we're going to come to the conclusion that that's the only way to accomplish the things we need to accomplish. Now, standing in our own way, let's kind of explain that first. Sometimes, have you heard the old adage, you can't see the forest for the trees? Well, that's the way we are in our lives sometimes. Things start to happen, and we put ourselves out there. We're in the wrong place at the wrong time. We're trying to fix things. We're trying to control things, and we're not really trusting in the things that we're supposed to be trusting in order for us to accomplish things. Now, refusing to mature. There are so many of us that's walking through life. We want to do so many things, but we're not mature enough to know when to do things and when not to do things. There's an old country and western song, and I know some of you don't do country and western, but I grew up with country and western. And the song goes, you got to know when to hold them. You got to know when to fold them. So in order to do something like that, you've got to be mature enough to see every situation as you have to see it in order to move forward. Now, if something is not jiving for you or turning the way you want to turn, we want to blame everybody. Oh, God, the man is holding me down. My wife is holding me down. My kids is holding me down. If it hadn't been for this person, if it hadn't been for that person. But not one time do we ever actually turn the cards to the right person, because who can hold you down if you're committed to doing something that you want to do? Who can stop you from doing it? So we're going to go further. We're going to start by discussing each gender. We're going to do the man and the woman. And before we do that, though, we're going to talk about what our expectations are. Now, we expect prosperity. That includes health, our happiness, our peace of mind. Yet when it comes to all those things being present in a lot of our lives, we're falling short. Now, we're falling short because I believe we're standing in our own way by refusing to mature. We need to start determining who's to blame for all of this, okay? So let's start with our men. Men are were made by God to be the head of our families. So let's start with the head. Because if the head is straight, the rest of the body gets straight, okay? Men were made in our families to be our protectors and our providers. Now, when they're not providing, when they're not protecting, what's going on there? And so many things have changed in our lives because we men have moved from being our heads to being everything else in the body except for the person that leads us. So what's really going on? Now, I know a lot of men, I talk to them on a daily basis. There are a lot of men that want to be the head, but they're not going anywhere. If someone is to follow you, you have got to be going someplace. And I mean going someplace where all of these things can take place, where prosperity can come about, where health and happiness is there, where peace of mind is there. Because I know every female in the family wants to know that when my husband or my spouse is away from home, I'm confident that he's away from home taking care of things that mean something to me as his wife or to his family. But a lot of us don't have that confidence because men take that confidence away from us. Men have become so egotistical. All they want to do is be lifted up. I had a young man say to me the other day that his wife should listen to him whether he's right or wrong. And I don't agree with that. But we have to get in a position where, men, you have an obligation to get with God and to learn from God and to be able to be secure in who you are and stop just looking for the wrong woman. I promise you, if you look in the right place, you'll find the right wife or the right female. Because God says a man that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. So that means you're going to have to do some seeking there in order to find them. But we have men now who choose the wrong mates and the wrong wives because there are women out there who don't require much from a man. Some women have been so low self-esteem and beaten down and without and don't know their self-worth that they will just accept anything just because it's a male. But that's not what God intended. God intended for us to be able to look up to our men, to be able to have confidence in our men, to be able to just back our men in everything that they do. And that has been so perverted over the years. If you look how much times have changed, men don't have the place that they normally have. Wives talk about their husbands in a derogatory manner. The children don't respect them. But that shouldn't be the case. We have to get where our men are being placed in the position that they were intended to be in, lifted up and being up there. Now, men settle for women now because, number one, she's got a body. That's basically what a lot of men look for, is just the body on a woman, not worrying about that she got a severe case of the ain't got. She ain't got no class. She ain't got no brain. She ain't got no vocabulary. And most of all, she ain't got no Jesus. So what could that person help you do that would push you into the place that you're trying to go, that place of prosperity, and that place where you have peace of mind and where your health is uplifted. We should be able to help our men understand the things that they encounter washes down on the rest of the body. See, they have to be put in place in order for us to be put in place. But this is not happening. So we're getting around here where men refuse to acknowledge the fact that number one, they don't want anybody telling them anything because that diminishes who I am. When did knowledge and instructions diminish who you were, who you are, and who you're going to be? I tell young men all the time, you were put here to lead, but you have to wait on your season to lead. And in the meantime, while you're waiting on your season, what are you doing? You're learning. You are grasping knowledge, and you are absolutely standing in a place where you will one day be able to lead effectively. A lot of men don't like to listen to anything women have to say. But I want to ask men, I'm going to challenge men with this question. Who was the first person that taught you? It was your mother. Your mother, some female, taught you how to love, how to care. A female nurtured you because you were made a logical thinker. You were not made with compassion. But the compassion that you pick up came from your mom. Your mom was your first teacher. But now that we get grown up and we get out in the world and we let Satan pervert everything that God has intended for good, and all of a sudden you don't listen to a female. Well, there are times you really can listen to a female, especially if she's a godly female. Now, we're going to get to these women because they're standing in their way, too, of prosperity and peace of mind and health and happiness. They're standing in their own way as well. But we just wanted to start briefly with our men because they are the ones that need to be uplifted and need to take a step back and say, who am I and who do I represent? When we're a woman is basically looking for a quiet storm. She wants a man that knows who, you got to know who you are. You got to know the ground you're covering and not threatened by anything anyone has to say or do, because you're always going to come and be lifted up in that place that you're in. So we've got to learn that. Now, we're going to move on to our females. And listen, I'm going to give you my email address for this Let's Talk Truth broadcast, and you can send me an email to letstalktruth333@yahoo.com, because I promise you, we do these shows to pique your interest and to spring up something in you that make you want to talk back and say, hey, let me have a little bit on this truth. Let me put my spin on it. And I'm not saying that I'm all right, but I'm not all wrong either. So we want everybody to take a part. Now, we're talking about, let's move to our females. Our females have just about used every excuse in the book. Most females in today's society are some controlling people. They have to control everything. Because they feel like if they're not controlling, that's saying that they're not smart or that they're not offering something to society. Now, it's good to have an agenda. It's good to have requirements, because if you don't require something, then you'll settle for anything. But some of us, we've got to have this, and we've got to have that, and the man's got to have this. And then in reality, what are you bringing to the table? What do you bring to the table? So those are things that we have to really focus on. Now, some of our standards that we have put in place, we're asking for standards that we can't meet. So that we're standing in our way in that aspect, because if we're asking for something unrealistic, who's going to pay us any attention? And then we get to the point where we have a lot of females that's single parent. I have heard so much, well, the reason I'm doing this, I'm a single parent. I have heard that, and that excuse does not wash anymore. You cannot blame being a single parent on what you do on and why you're held back and why you're refusing to mature, because we ask for that single parent aspect because of the men that we attract. And we don't stand in a place. If you want to attract a good man, we have to stand near a good God. Stand so close to Christ that the man has to seek Christ in order to find you. But we don't want to do that. We want to do what we want to do when we want to do it and expect God to just give us this prize-winning male, and he's not going to do it. If we're not in Christ, why would we have a powerful Christian man in our presence? Because what would we do? We would dog him out. So we stand in our way because we're always trying to control everything. No man is going to be controlled like that. And a lot of single parents, when you do get a husband and you got someone who is not your kid's biological father, oh, he can feed them, he can take them places, he can buy them clothes, but, oh, he had better not try to discipline them because you're not his father, you're not her father. How fair is that? How fair? If you trust the man to do all of the other stuff, then trust him to discipline that child, because I don't know anywhere in the Bible there were ever stepkids. I mean, we're Gentile, but what did God do? He took us on, and he doesn't call us stepchildren. He does not call me a stepchild. He say, I am his child. But we put stipulations on everything, and this stops us from moving forward, having the things that we need, and having the things that God has put forth for us to have. Now, let's talk about another little thing. Women will get the wrong man every time, because some of us have low self-esteem. We're so low, we become what they call booty calls. Anytime a man cannot pick you up at home, take you somewhere to dinner, take you out in public, if you always have to meet him at his house in the dark, in the night, what is that? Ladies, come on. Know your self-worth. But we have some ladies out there, and we are praying for everybody. We have some ladies out there who will accept a man, and he has a lot of ain't gots. He ain't got no job. He ain't got no car. He ain't got no education. He's holding his pants up in the front when he should be holding you. It's just so many things, but we accept that. And because we accept it, that's what we get. So we have to learn what it takes for us if we're going to continue to be uplifting females. Now, based on what we've just talked about for our men and our women, what do you think our young people are doing? They're doing exactly what we do. Because, you know, you hear young men say, you know, old school is, man, old school is this and old school is that. Because they're trying to imitate what the older men are doing. And all of us, we're all standing in our own way because we need to first sit back and take a reality check on who we are, where we are, and where we're headed. And we've got to do all of that. We have young ladies who have children, and I never understood this. We have a child by a man who doesn't want to have anything to do with you nor the child. But we will chase him down because I think little Ray Ray needs to know his daddy. No, you not want little Ray Ray to know his daddy. You want to be around his daddy. But he has specifically shown you, I don't want to be with you anymore. So why don't we introduce that baby to a man that can do and uplift that child and give him everything that he needs? Because that's not going to be an excuse when he grows up. Well, you know, he never was raised by his daddy. You know, God is there for all of us that are without mothers, without fathers, without mates, without everything. God is there for that, and he will absolutely put people in our place, in our face, rather, that will be able to stand up and be everything that he has called for us to have. And we don't have to make excuses. We can stop blaming everybody but ourselves. We can stop blaming. We want to blame everybody. We want to blame the neighbors. They didn't do what they were supposed to do. When all in all, we have to understand what it takes. What does it take for me to stop standing in my way? I'm tripping over my own feet because I don't know how to stand still and I don't know how to walk ahead. I don't know how to hear. I won't listen. I won't do the things that it takes for me to mature. Maturity doesn't mean I'm always out front leading. Maturity means sometimes I know how to follow. Sometimes I know how to lead. Sometimes I know how to wait. But that's what maturity is all about. And we find, that's why we find young people now who's getting in trouble, getting in debt, have things that you can't pay for because they don't know how to wait. They're not mature enough to wait. I want me a new car. Yes, I may have the down payment, but where I've got to pay for it. There are monthly payments on this car. Oh, but I've got to have it. So we have to understand, and this is what's going on right now. I was talking to some young people. Listen, I don't have anything to say about what you do to your body, but young ladies, stop getting so many tattoos. Stop getting so many piercings. You're never going to be more than what God says you are. I don't care how many piercings you get. I don't care how many tattoos you get. You're still going to be the same lady until you have confidence in yourself and mature for God to exalt you. And he said, I will exalt you in due time. When is due time? When you're ready to be exalted. So we have to understand everything that's going on. We are absolutely standing in our own way. We are refusing to mature. I don't have to mature because, you know, if I don't have it, I can always get it from somebody. We have men and women who will take their money, do what they're going to do, and depend on someone else to pay their bills. How fair is that? And we focus on people that love us or care about us, but we've got to stop doing that because one day those things are going to run out. And one thing we need to stop doing, we're standing in our own way because we always want what someone else has, what someone else, other person has. I want it because I saw the man down the street with it. I saw this girl with it. I want these shoes because, girl, they look good on her foot. But you might not have that foot. What we need to do, stop standing in our own way. Let's find out what's feasible for us. What's feasible for us, men and women. Stop doing that. Allow God to give us and direct us in a place whereas we're supposed to be and be able to have the prosperity that he desired for us, to be able to do all the things that he desired for us. Stop making excuses. You are the only person that can stop you from doing what it is you need to do. But we will fight for the right to be in someone else's field rather than fight for the right to own our own fields. And this is what I'm trying to say. Stop standing in your own way. Start asking yourself the things that you need to ask. Ask the right questions. And let me say, out of everything that we have said, there are some key words that we need to do in order to realize or to stop the madness of what we're doing to ourselves and stop us from blaming others and enable us to grow up. Those words, we need to ask God, what am I here for? And we need to seek him for the place and the things that we desire. Seek him on how we're supposed to get it. Then, for every door, knock on every door, and the one that you're supposed to have will come open. But stop this. We're just merely trying to be like everyone else. And if we were like everyone else, wouldn't this world be boring? It would be so boring. So we have to get to the point where we have to absolutely stop standing in your own way. When you do that, then we'll gain the respect from others that we're supposed to have. And that's another thing. Stop disrespecting other people just because you don't respect yourself. You find most disrespectful people because they don't think they measure up. So I've got to disrespect you in order for me to feel good about myself. But we've got to understand that is not how it works. We're supposed to follow peace with all men. Follow peace. And sometimes peace just means shut up and listen. And then sometimes peace means, okay, it's time for you to talk. Now, I'm going to give you the email address. If you want to email us, say anything that's on your heart, I promise you, we're going to be coming to you every Tuesday evening from 7:30 to 8. And as we gain enough followers or listeners, then we will enable you to be able to call in and respond live to the topics that we're talking about. You'll be able to express yourself. That's the point we're trying to get to. We're trying to get to the point where everyone has something to say, and we want to make sure you say it. We want to make sure you're listening and you're able to do what you want to do. In other words, we want you to be able to say something that will help somebody else. So let's get to the point. Tonight, we want you to absolutely don't think about anything except the fact that we want to talk truth, and we want you to be able to listen to the truth and respond to the truth. And hopefully and prayerfully, this will be able to help you in your day-to-day journey. Because after all, we're all trying to go someplace. And hopefully we're all trying to go doing the right thing and blessing each other. So let's try to, it's never too late. As long as we're walking around, we can and we're able to change. So let's try changing and getting a different approach. And that different approach will help us where we can say, okay, I'm not standing in my way anymore, so where am I going from here? I'm not standing in my way anymore, and I am definitely maturing, because the things that I thought was important last week is not so very much important this week, because anything that doesn't allow you to grow or to build something positive and to be a force to reckon with, those things are not very important. So I want you to say that I love you with the heart of God and want you to join us every week at 7:30 where we talk truth about different subjects. And you're able to call in and be able to talk to us. That's Let's Talk Truth 333 at yahoo.com. And we just thank you so very much. And this is LG bringing this program to a close and loving you with the heart of God. So be blessed.